Chapter 13. St. John Rivers. Diana was very kind to Jane, and they soon became good friends.
You look much better today, Jane. I'm going for a walk in the woods. Would you like to come?
Yes, I'd love to.
They had the same interests: reading, walking in the country, and drawing.
I like your paintings. Where did you learn how to draw?
I've never had lessons, but I've always enjoyed painting and drawing.
St. John was different from his sister. He was very serious and intense. Jane liked him, but it was difficult to become his friend. He worked hard, visiting sick and poor people in his parish. Often he had to go out, even at night.
Reverend Rivers, I'm sorry to disturb you at this time. Mrs. Thomas is very ill and she wants to see you.
All right, I'll come straight away.
He took a particular interest in Jane.
There is a job that you can do, but I am afraid that you will not like it.
I would be glad to do any work. Tell me what it is.
I want to open a school for the girls in the village. Would you like to be their teacher?
Yes, I would like that very much.
It will be hard work. They have never been to school before, and they can neither read nor write.
I'm not afraid of hard work.
So Jane became the village teacher and lived in a little house next to the school. The months passed. She was happy enough with her new life, but she often thought with sadness about Thornfield and Rochester.
I wonder how Edward is, and Adele. I'll write to Mrs. Fairfax and find out what has happened at Thornfield.
She wrote a letter, but there was no reply. St. John often came to visit Jane at the school.
How are you getting on with the girls?
Quite well. Some of them are making good progress.
He spoke to her about his ambitions.
Are you satisfied with your life here? I feel that there are more important things for me to do. I want to become a missionary. I intend to go to India to teach the word of God.
Jane started to learn German with Diana. One day when she was studying, St. John interrupted her.
Put away your German books, Jane. I want you to learn Hindustani with me. By teaching you, I can learn it better myself. It will be important for my work.
He was a good teacher, but his intensity and determination frightened her a little.
There is something hard and cold about his character. I cannot relax when he is with me.
One evening, he came to see her.
Will you come for a walk with me?
Yes, of course.
They walked across the fields.
Jane, in 6 weeks I am leaving for India. I want you to come with me and help me with my missionary work.
She was shocked.
No, St. John, don't ask me to do that.
You must do it. I have watched you carefully during these months. I can see that God has chosen you to do this work. I want you to become my wife and come with me.
As your wife? But we do not love each other. How can we marry?
What is love? Love will come later. God's work is more important than sentiment.
Forgive me, St. John. I don't want to hurt you. I love you as a brother, but I could never marry you.
Think carefully, Jane. It is God who is calling you.